just take us back to all the things that you went through today as you, when it was official, when you knew that you were going to start from meetings this morning through kickoff?
Well, there were a lot of emotions going through me, to be honest with you. It was very exciting. I was very excited to get this opportunity. I'm very thankful, just for everything, for the Broncos selecting me, for giving this opportunity. I wanted to try to take advantage of it as much as I could and try to come out here and perform.
Where were your emotions at? I mean, was it different than maybe other starts or other games?
It was different because I haven't done it in a while, but at the end of the day, when you get out there, you're between the white lines, it's still football. And that came back pretty quickly, and it was pretty natural just to play again.
How do you think you performed?
I think I did okay. We did some things well, some things I got to get better at. I think, we didn't have any turnovers offensively, so that always gives you a better chance. We just got to execute a little bit better on third down, and honestly, I got to go back and look at the film to know everything. But just, be crisper, quicker, and, better with my reads.
How ready were you in terms of, you had 1 week pretty much with the starters. How much of the playbook was in there for you?
I think a lot of it was in there. I prepared extremely hard. The coaches coached me extremely hard this week to be ready for this opportunity, and I tried to make the most of it. There were obviously things that I could have done a lot better.
What could you have done better?
Like I said, execute on third down a few times, be able to maybe hit a few more throws. So.
Would you like to have taken a few more throws?
That's not really my decision or anything. I just whatever's called, try to do the best I can with it. And I thought we had a good game plan. We were executing very well there for a while. We just got to keep that going.
After getting the 40-yard touchdown run, did you feel like at that point you were really focused into the game? Did that kind of settle things down?
Well, I think it definitely gave me and the team a lot of momentum, and I think that was one of the biggest things from it is just the juice factor off of it and getting everybody excited. And we had some good momentum after that. So I think, that was good. That was a good play for us as a third down. That was a good play.
Could you tell us how that play unfolded from your point? It was pretty exciting to see from the press box.
Well, to be honest, that was a mistake on my part. It was actually, I was supposed to hand it to Buck, and I ran it, and it ended up working.
You just got the play wrong?
It was a draw, and I was supposed to hand it to Buck, Grail Buckhalter, and I thought it was the cue draw, and I just ran it, and Buck went and led up for me and made a good block, and I cut off his block, and we scored. So.
It looked like the game plan, though, was careful with you, like it was your first game, backed up in your own territory. They didn't let you throw. 1 minute to go at the end of the half, they didn't let you throw. You think you're ready for more?
I'll try to get as ready as I can for whatever they ask me to do, and however that unfolds, I'll try to do my best and handle as best I can.
When you look at the success of some of the recent rookie quarterbacks, Matt Ryan, Flacco, and the guys like even Sam Bradford, do you see yourself maybe developing on that scale?
I'm not sure. I haven't watched them too closely. I know all three of them are doing very well. I'm just, trying to, work as hard as I can every day, try to improve and try to come out here and perform on my first start.
Could you have checked off on the two runs at the goal line? Because you're still in the game. You're one touchdown behind, and they're keying in on the run. Did you have the ability to check off and go to a pass?
No, sir, not on those. Versus certain looks, I could have maybe. Maybe I want to place check to a different run, but no, sir.
Did you find any real difference between your improvisational runs at this level versus doing this, making those same decisions at the college level?
There's obviously a difference. You're playing against the biggest, strongest, and fastest, but at the end of the day, it's still playing football, and so it wasn't extremely different. Quite a few of those guys, at least some of them, I played played before. So it's still football.
In your mind, did you earn the right to start again next week?
I don't know. That's not my decision. It's not something I have to or need to worry about at all. All I'm going to worry about is what I can control, and that's my attitude, effort, and focus, and trying to get better.
You know, earlier this week you said you wouldn't be intimidated by playing here. How did the atmosphere, the people dressed up, was it what you were expecting?
It was fun. It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the fans and the atmosphere and the weather and everything. It was a lot of fun.
You enjoyed the chants. They had a couple nice chants there early after they got your third incomplete pass.
That's no problem. It's just them getting excited and rooting for their team. And if anything, it just gets my blood pumping too. So
what was the touchdown pass to Brandon Lloyd? Mm-hmm. What was the play? And are you allowed to let us know what it's called?
Well, we had a crosser on the front side with, he was running a post corner on the back side, and it's quarters coverage, and the corner just sat a little bit, so I was like, I'm going to give B. Lloyd a chance with this. He's a great player, and give him a chance, and he came up with a great catch.
When were you told you were going to start?
I guess probably for sure would have been last night in the offensive meeting.
Did you have a sense, though, after taking on the first two reps, that it was probably
going to
happen?
Well, you have a sense, just going through the opening plays and ask my feedback and different things like that. And so, when I'm going over the opening plays, you kind of got a sense there's a chance. So.
Did you talk to Kyle much throughout the game about game plan stuff?
I talked to him some during the game, and he'd come over and give some thoughts and try to help, definitely.
He didn't throw a lot, but you didn't seem hesitant to take shots down the field and give your guys a chance to catch a ball. Mm-hmm. You weren't dumping it off and checking down all the time.
Well, I got great receivers, so anytime I get a chance to get my shot, I will.
Mm-hmm. Did it hurt you guys when No'Shawn wasn't able to come back? It seemed like he was a pretty big part of the game plan.
He definitely was. He's a great player, and we definitely wanted to have him involved, but I thought Lance came in and Buck came in, and they both did very well.
How did it feel to play in a real swamp?
It felt good. It felt good.
I mean, was the field itself, though, because you slipped once when you went back, I saw at least.
Uh-huh. I slipped it, yeah, once or twice. Was it what?
No, I just felt, it was that a condition you were having to deal with when the players didn't play?
It definitely is something that you have to, find the right cleats and always try to plant the right way when you're cutting and trying to make a play. But also, it can be an advantage as well offensively because, they have to make their cuts and they can't play as fast or get off the ball as fast as well. So I look at it as a positive.
Did you prove anything to yourself today or reaffirm your belief, this game's not too big for you at this level?
I don't know. It's nice to get out there and play football again. I love that. I've definitely had the confidence, in myself to be able to play at this level, and I'm just thankful that the Denver organization had enough confidence in me to bring me in and give me this opportunity.